Joseph Hogue here with another post from crowd101.com, your blog for everything crowdfunding, from investing to raising more money through the crowd for your small business or fundraising idea. Today we're going to talk about crowdfunding consultants and what you need to look for when you go to hire a crowdfunding consultant. The fact that 60% of crowdfunding campaigns fail to reach their funding goals has really developed into a whole industry of consultant and promotion services. Now, while there's good crowdfunding consultants out there, I actually provide some on an hourly basis. There's also a whole bunch of websites out there that promise you the world, promise to blast your message out to thousands through a distribution list, and really just result in spamming your campaign out to people that don't care and aren't going to fund it in the first anyway. So we're going to talk about three questions you need to ask before hiring a crowdfunding consultant. And of course, the first one is, do I really need a crowdfunding consultant? You know, you might not actually need one for your campaign. Nearly every crowdfunding platform has its own blog, and there are plenty of other third-party blogs that provide a ton of great information about raising money in the crowd or even investing in the crowd. Crowd101.com is one of them. I hope that you'll visit often and find out that process for raising money from the blog. But there's times, especially with campaigns that want to raise a great deal more money, that when it pays to seek the advice of a crowdfunding consultant. You know, when you're launching a business, most people wouldn't think about doing everything themselves. They'd go out, they'd hire a marketing team, or they'd at least seek the advice of some marketing experts. And then it's no different in crowdfunding. You know, so if you're planning on raising, I'd say, more than $10,000, since 70% of crowdfunding campaigns raise less than $10,000. If you're looking to raise more money than that, then yeah, you might want to seek the advice of a crowdfunding consultant just to make sure that you're on track and are doing what you need to be doing. The second question is, what should I look for in a crowdfunding consultant? There's so many websites, so many promoters and consultants out there that it's really hard to find one that actually knows what they're talking about and that you can trust. A lot of crowdfunding consultants are coming from the marketing and the public relations fields, and there's obviously a lot of overlap with marketing, but crowdfunding is about so much more than a good PR plan. Someone in consulting needs a background in business, in marketing, in finance, really a holistic view for your campaign. Somebody is going to be able to show you how to put together that crowdfunding budget and the logistics behind rewards fulfillment. That third question that you're going to need is, how much are crowdfunding consultants really worth? A lot of crowdfunding consultants, they'll either charge a fixed price, a commission of what you raise, or a mix of each. Now, knowing what you're going to be charged up front with that fixed price is a good start, the consultant may not have as much interest in making your campaign a success if they already know that they're only going to receive a certain amount. Of course, paying out a percentage of what you raise is tempting because it aligns the consultant's interest a little bit better with the campaign, but then you never, if you're raising more money, then that just means more money out to the consultant. So most consultants are going to charge about $50 an hour for a regular consulting, or on that fixed price or commission for larger fees. Now, I would cringe at the thought of paying a few thousand to a crowdfunding consultant unless I was sure I could raise at least 20 times that amount. So don't forget, the money you crowdfunding isn't necessarily free. Beyond platform fees and payment processing, you still have rewards fulfillment and your time spent. So paying out another 5 to 10% to a crowdfunding consultant, it might eat into a lot of the profit that you're going to get from that. So that's one thing to consider. So those are just three questions you need to consider. Take a look at the blog post for a little bit more detail, and come back to crowd101.com for your process and what you need to be successful raising money in the crowd.